Guys are obviously thrilled with the victory, you know, but it's tempered a little bit. The news isn't good on Armani. We don't have it definitive yet, and same with Alex. So, you know, today was a perfect example of next man up. Before the game, even with Ruben being down and having those D linemen step up, and then in game, you know, have Greco slide over to center and do a solid job. And I mean, there's no excuses on Sunday when there's injury. So I can't be more proud of the group and the coaches on how they handled it. This was, you know, can't understate how important this win was for us. I think in a lot of ways, I just think there's belief. They believe in each other. They believe in what we're doing. And like, as I said earlier, this is a tight team. We could not have done what we've done to date without it being a tight group. I mean, there's not a lot of cliques in the locker room. I mean, these guys are like I said, they do stuff out of the building. I mean, we talk about being a team, and they embody that word. A little less pressure. I thought we rushed four. I don't know what our blitz totals were, but it wasn't many. We wanted to make sure that we didn't want to give up the chunk plays. We were conceding some rushing yards and some of the spacing that we were in. But at the same time, especially once we got the lead, that we didn't want to get anything thrown over our heads. Well, it was part of it. I thought the big swing was when they'd already kicked the field goal, went right down the field, and then when they mishandled the second one, I felt you really feel a big swing there. And here they had, you know, they went right down the field, got a field goal, and then didn't get one. So that was three, and then we were taking advantage of our opportunity. So we ended up with two touchdowns on our drives, and that was huge for us because it just really steamrolled from there. Yeah, he made some big throws. I thought the touchdown to Jordan was outstanding. I don't know if you could throw a better ball there, but he handled it well. And then he handled, like, once we got the lead, just the huddle and that's sometimes a difficult thing, because when we had some success with the no huddle, and then to kind of slow it down and take the air out of it a little bit, that he did a real good job as far as managing that and the calls and the play clock, and that I thought we were very efficient in the second half when we took the air out of it a little bit. To me, is the formula for success. I know it's not exactly the way that some people want to be. You look at today's NFL and spread the field and get your five eligibles out and throw it all over the place. I don't know if, given our circumstances, that being in Cleveland with potential of inclement weather down the road, I just think that's you have to be able to do it, and it starts with your lines. You'll be able to run the ball. I thought our tight ends blocked extremely well today. For the most part, we protected the quarterback, and I think that's a formula for success, because what it also does is when you're playing some high-powered teams, you can shorten the game. So a normal 12, 13 possession game becomes 8, 9, 10, 11, which kind of gets hidden in the stats, but it's important. It is huge. I can't tell that lie. It's a division win, but for it to be Pittsburgh in the way we did it, it's special. And I thought the crowd was great all day. But I told our guys, it was part of the speech last night and today pregame, as I had mentioned in press conferences, we have our hand. You know, we're fully on firmly on the volume control. And I thought our guys did a good job of making plays and getting the fans into it. It was a special day for us and for all of Cleveland. Well, first of all, the run game is relentless. You have to be able to defend the run. You know, the zone scheme is difficult. Not a lot of teams do it, so it's not something that if your scout offensive linemen aren't good big athletes, you don't get a good feel for it in practice. And then I think he does a really good job with the formations, movement, pre-snap movement, changing strength. He causes a lot of, you know, rules to be broken or rules to be applied, you know, when the tight end motions or the slot motions. And then he also does a good job of condensing the formations. That changes some things defensively that we don't line up a lot of times in just normal spacing. So a lot of those things add up to being very effective, and it was one of the big reasons why I wanted to hire Kyle. Yeah, I wouldn't put it just on me. I just think it's the staff in general, because I think they feel our passion, how important football is to us. We wanted to build that environment where guys wake up in the morning and they can't wait to come to work, and that's important because we're all in it together. It's not a military model. We're all in there with these guys, and they see it's important to us, and it's important to them. And we're just, I think, very thankful as a staff that we've had the success that we've had, because it just further cements the buy-in. I mean, these guys just kind of gave themselves to us in the spring. You know, a bunch of no-name coaches. Very different schemes from what they were doing, and they bought in. And just the success that we're having, like I said, will just further cement that.